Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towns of Baltimore. We are Baltimore Positive, positively trying to lick our purple wounds. I'll be doing that with Crab Cake Tour. I will have Ravens scratch offs, whether they're 1-4 or 4-1, and whether the defense and the offense comes together, whether Lamar starts or Cooper Rush. We'll be getting these out. We're at Coco's in a couple weeks. I have moved my Costas date because of my birthday this week. So hang in there. We'll get your fresh date on Costas for next week. We have a fresh competition this week. The Los Angeles Rams in town. And, I don't even want to talk football right now because I got Seth Elkin here. He, of course, communicates for all things Maryland Lottery and Gaming and sitting in for John Martin, who's Cleveland Guardians went away last week, so he's watching baseball. I'm watching baseball, but dude, I gotta talk to you about something here because we could do Raven scratch offs and all that stuff. But Jurassic Park, you and I mean, every year the Maryland Lottery does like a movie or a TV show or something like that. Game of Thrones, I don't know anything about. Now, Jurassic Park and a trip to Hawaii, I'm all in on this. I want to give you all the oxygen you need. How you doing, dude? You staying up late with the baseball games, huh?
I'm good. It's been some good baseball, and watching the Yankees get routed in their first two games of their series against
Was
Toronto
delicious, wasn't it?
is
Man,
certainly
nice.
entertaining. Yeah,
Yeah.
absolutely. So I could settle for watching that a little bit more. So
I
let's
love
hope.
when the Yankees give up double-digit runs in the first two games of any playoff series.
And it's a short series too, so the Blue Jays have three chances to finish off with one
Oh
win
God, by
here.
the time people listen to this, I just
So.
hope I you know what? It's so magical. I think Rush should go on tour.
And
Oh
that's
right.
happening too.
That happened too. Listen, the Jurassic Park thing, I talked to John about this last week. When I saw the promotion, I'm like, if it's a Jurassic Park promotion, I'm hoping that the winners get to go to Hawaii and run around the park where my wife and I did a couple of years ago, and we were doing our American dream trip to Hawaii. But I saw Jurassic Park and I'm thinking, there's going to be a trip to Hawaii in this one. So I'm going to give you all the breath you need on this because people do love Jurassic Park. And listen, I never saw it a second time because it scared me the first time.
You know, it's we love these tie-ins, as you say, with pieces of pop culture. Every few months, we've got another ticket that comes along that's got one of those tie-ins. I mean, we had Back to the Future a while ago. We had Press Your Luck a while ago. We had a number of these from year to year. We like to go in different directions with that. So Jurassic Park is our
Are you
latest
saying
one.
that the whammy is the reason for what happened with the Ravens so far here? It's the
it's.
pressure luck. We pressing our luck this year.
They definitely hit their third whammy, that's for sure.
Well,
So,
yeah. Wah, wah, wah. Yeah. Mr.
but yeah,
Steelers fan
the
here.
Jurassic Park ticket launched last month. It's a $5 scratch-off ticket with a $50,000 instant top prize that you might win. But you can enter any of your non-winning Jurassic Park scratch-off tickets into My Lottery Rewards, and we've got a great second chance promotion going on where we are going to give away a 6-day, 5-night trip for two to Hawaii. Actually, they're going to be three, I think, or four of those winners that get to go and participate in another event while they're there. They'll have a chance to win some more cash, potentially up to $1 million. But the big thing is making that trip and getting a really nice vacation to Oahu and spending some time in the tropical paradise there. So something to look forward to, and certainly something I know a lot of people are going to be interested in. That's a really nice second chance prize and something we're excited to offer. So everybody I know looking forward to getting a chance to be part of that and having a little nostalgia for that movie as well. Even though I've seen it multiple times, so I don't know about you. I was impressed with it, so
I
I
had one of
need to
the
go.
actors on my show from the movie, the guy that's the Steelers fan that's in the flick. I'm trying to think of his name.
Is it Jeff Goldblum?
Yeah. Goldblum's been on my set before at the Super Bowl. So, I mean, I knew he was a Steelers fan like you, so I'm trying to lay low on all that. But from the Jurassic Park thing, have you been to Hawaii?
I have never been there, no.
You
One of these
know,
days.
listen, I mean, I just want to say this. I avoided Hawaii the first 50 years of my life because I thought it was like kind of a far flight. And I'm like, I'll just go down to the Caribbean, go to Jamaica, go to the Bahamas, go. So 2 hour flight versus up all night flying and 5 hours and all that. If you ever get a chance to go to Hawaii, go. And if you do, this is my rule, and this will be for the winner. Maybe we get the winner on here, Loke, if we get a big visitor out to Oahu. Stop at every single shaved ice stand, and there's one on every corner, and get a shaved ice everywhere you go in Hawaii. That's my rule. Seth Elkin is here. He's giving things away. The Jurassic Park competition contest things all available at mdlottery.com. I keep the app on my phone. It's the best way to make that thing happen here. And it's probably the best way to have me avoid the inevitable conversation we have to have about football here, because our the Ravens scratch off. This is the biggest promotion you do every year. I hold these up for months at a time. I'll be giving these out throughout October, into November, into December. They're going to keep playing football games around here, win or lose, I'm sure. But this thing really gets percolating right now because you're giving this huge trip away to Cincinnati. Not to mention, it's a lot of money in this too. We talk about how cool the tickets for 20 years and all these other, and hope the next 19 years are better than this season's been thus far. But you guys do give a lot of money away in this competition too,
Yeah,
right?
two Ravens scratch-offs. The Ravens times two with a $20,000 top prize. The Ravens times 10 with a $200,000 top prize. So lots of instant prizes at multiple levels on both of those tickets. But you can enter again your non-winning tickets into My Lottery Rewards. And I'm glad you mentioned the app, because the My Lottery Rewards app is the easiest way to get your tickets entered. All you got to do is scan the QR code from your non-winning tickets with the app, and you'll be automatically entered into those drawings. The Ravens drawing will ask you to choose which of the drawings you want to be part of, because there are multiple prizes. But for Jurassic Park, for instance, all you got to do is scan and enter your Jurassic Park ticket to enter it. And once you do that, you're automatically entered into those drawings. There's nothing special you've got to do on top of that. But with Ravens, we've started giving away some of these second chance prizes. We had the first finalist selected for the seats for 20 years. It's Sharon Kulczynski from White Marsh.
I probably know her. I don't, maybe. I hope so.
As she now, all six of the finalists, we still got five more of them to select, but all six of them are going to win $10,000. And then one of those six gets season tickets for the next 2 decades, and we'll find out who that is after the season is over. We have a nice event for those winners at the stadium, and the Ravens do a good job of making those winners feel really welcomed, and giving them a nice experience in the stadium to have us reveal who that Seats for 20 Years winner is.
I
So
see my
that.
face on the scoreboard there. It's exciting. It's always exciting, But for them, everybody's a winner when they show up at the end of the year, right? They've all won 10 grand, right?
Those six finalists have each already won $10,000, and then they get that experience of touring the stadium, and then one of them finds out who the lucky winner is for those seats for 20 years. But as
Still five
mentioned,
more, though, you said, right?
we
Six
got five
overall?
more. There are still
Okay.
four more drawings to go throughout the course of the football season, and we've got five more of those finalists for the seats for 20 years to go. So plenty of chance to get in on that. There are also $10,000 cash prizes separate from the finalists for the season tickets for 20 years. There's the pass for cash experience. There is the fan of the game experience, which unfortunately didn't go so well for our fan of the game against Houston, because
What
he
does
didn't.
fan of the game get? They get to sit in those seats down by the field and all that these
No,
days, or no? What do they get?
fan of the game gets $1,000 for being selected, and then they get $1,000 for each touchdown that the Ravens score in that game.
So
So
they're not going to the game then.
no, they don't
That's
get to.
pass for cash.
Pass for cash, they do get to go,
Okay, I'm just checking. I mean, it's for people to win a bunch of money. That's all. I want to be happy. That's all.
Plus season ticket packages for next year, for 2026. So lots and lots of prizes, and lots of ways to get in on that. So enter any of your non-winning Ravens times two or Ravens times 10 tickets, and you'll be prompted to decide which one of those prize categories you want to enter. So lots of chance to get in on that. And as you say, a lot of fun, and something that people are really focused on. In spite of what's going on the field, lots of chances to win off the field.
All right, so last week we had John Martin here, and it's the first time in, I don't know, 5, 6 years I've been involved with the lottery that I just literally lost my lunch in the middle of the segment giggling. I'm going to try to not giggle in this one here, because this is the prime promotion right up this month. If it weren't for baseball, if it weren't for football, if it weren't for the $500 million in Mega Millions right now, we would be talking about Halloween going on here in October. So I'm reading off the website here, and I'm gonna do it again. You can win
Mummy money?
Mummy money. And I said,
Try and
I
say
was
that
at
10 times
Costas the
fast.
other night at Timonium, and we were watching the Yankees get beat, and people were playing games. And the promotion came up on the screen, and I told my wife that I giggled like a schoolboy saying mummy money. So tell everybody what mummy money is for the fast play ticket and their chance to win $10,000.
Yeah, this is a cool promotion that's aimed at our pick three, pick four, and pick five players. We have a really loyal base of people who love the daily number games. So, all the way through October 30th, any tickets that you purchase in October, $1 worth of pick three, pick four, or pick five tickets will get you an entry into the Howlin' Second Chance promotion. And again, all you got to do is scan your ticket with the My Lottery Rewards app and you'll be in automatically. Any
That's a good
dollar you
idea, right? Like, that's rule number one. Rule number one is get the app and scan your tickets, because that you're really playing the full breadth of every game, right? Like, maybe I don't beat on that enough, Seth, right?
Well, and I think what it helps you do is in addition to these second chance promotions, we'll have a second chance promotion that is connected to specific types of tickets, as we talked about with Jurassic Park or Ravens. This Howlin' promotion is connected specifically with pick three, pick four, and pick five. But any tickets that you enter into your rewards account are going to help you make progress toward earning certain achievements. You might win, get coupons. You might get points that you can use to redeem for items in the Points for Prizes store on the rewards website. You might get draw points that you can use to enter other drawings that we run through the rewards program. So when you've got a ticket that's eligible for a second chance contest, you're really getting kind of double the play out of it when you enter it into your rewards account. So for right now, the pick three, pick four, and pick five tickets are going to help you make progress toward earning some points that you can use for other things, but they are also automatically going to get you into the Howlin' promotion. And we're going to draw on Halloween, on October 31st, five winners of $5,000 cash and five winners of $10,000 cash.
I'd love to win 5 grand on Halloween. I really would. That'd be good for me.
And of course, in addition to that, as you mentioned, let's get back to Mummy Money. With any pick three, pick four, or pick five purchase, I'm already tongue twisted. I'm not even trying to say money, money. So, mummy
Mummy
money,
money.
yeah. With
I don't
any
want to give Raven tickets out anymore. Can I give away mummy money the rest of the
well,
year? That's what I want to
it's a
do.
fast play game. It's a little difficult to do, but
I know.
we are giving them away with random purchases of pick three, pick four, and pick five. When you buy during October, you might also randomly receive a Mummy Money ticket. It's a $2 fast play ticket that has a top prize of $5,000. So appropriate for Halloween and Halloween season, and lots of ways to win again with that promotion, and for all of our pick three, pick four, and pick five players who we appreciate so much because they're really loyal to those games and love playing their numbers every day.
Yeah, I glossed over the lead story here, which is there's over $500 million in Mega Millions right now, right? I mean, like, this thing adds up quick, and we don't even talk about it. We got progressives all over the place, but when there's, like, pull up to the Royal Farm Store and see there's like $540 million in there. I mean, this is pretty typical, but this is usually where it picks up, though, right? This it happens
Yeah.
fast, right? So once it hits around here, because my wife gets onto it.
It's been climbing for a while now, and it's taken a little longer than I think maybe some people anticipated with the changeover to the $5 Mega Millions price that happened earlier this year. But yeah, we're pushing our way towards $600 million on the Mega Millions jackpot, and of course the Powerball jackpot is after seemingly just being hit not too long ago, has jumped up over $200 million. So some big jackpots that are rising, and people love those games as well. So your chance to get in on that while those jackpots are climbing, and have some fun with that. Of course, play responsibly. Bear in mind that the jackpots are tough to win. There are other prizes, smaller prizes that you might win, but do it within reason, and please play responsibly as you chase the jackpot. spots as they rise.
Yeah, I was up at MDLottery.com and I see your winner stories up there. And you know, anytime I see somebody around the Beltway here, whether it's Dundalk, Essex, Bel Air, Parkville, Towson, you know, I pay attention to that. But you had a young lady here in Bel Air that won for Keno. And I would say, you know, Keno is one of those games when my wife is in Costas, because we go out to the OTB now, Costas and Timonium. We're going to do the show out there. We were watching baseball and football on Saturday night out there. We're watching the Terps play Washington. And people are playing Keno at the bar all the time. My wife, it's one of those games my wife's a little titillated by, because, you know, it comes flying out and it's got a screen and you can play it low and slow and you can pick your own numbers. Keno's kind of a fun game. Somebody hits for $50,000. I see that on the website and I'm thinking, that's a good night at the OTB at Costas and Timonium if you do that.
Yeah, it's a big prize for Keno, lots of ways to win, lots of different ways to play. It is a fun game because you can decide how many numbers you want to play and for what ticket price you want to play. So lots of ways to enjoy that.
She was up at Steelfish. I've been there. I mean, I remember Scott Steele is the Steele brothers. So yeah, right there in the middle of Bel Air, right, 50 grand, right there sitting at the bar, right.
And usually that's the way people will play Keno, and sometimes racetracks too. They'll play them out at the bars and restaurants while they're enjoying a meal, enjoying some drinks, and having some fun playing some numbers along the way.
Her friend at the bar took out his lottery app because he knew how to use MD Lottery and download the app, scan the ticket. She thought she won 5,000. She won 50 large. I would have settled for five. I'd have been happy with that, but I'm happier with 50. 5,000, here's the way it works, Seth. 5,000, we go to Ocean City. 50,000, we go to Wailea with Jurassic Park. What do you think? We go to Oahu. What do you think?
There you go. Or you can win a trip. You can win. You can enter your Jurassic Park tickets, and you might go for free.
All right, Seth Elkin is here. He communicates for the Maryland Lottery. He's sitting in for John Martin this week because it's my birthday. It's my birthday. I'm going to be doing the show at Costas next week. I will have Raven scratch-offs from the Maryland Lottery to give away. I hope they are luckier than the run stop has been, than the run game has been. But I'm not here to talk about the past. I got to talk a little baseball with you just in a general sense. Is there anything better than when the bunting gets hung? And these short series, as much as they're nail-biters and it's weird and the best team doesn't always win and whatever, thank God for that, because the Dodgers have a chance to lose. But it's exciting for the communities, and I know you as a Pirates fan, me as an Orioles fan, you suffering more than me in a general sense, but I've been suffering plenty. This is, if you love baseball, this is really a beautiful thing. All my Phillies fans are having a good time this week. Dodgers fans, all of that. Even Geddy Lee's in on it. I mean, who would have known that the Blue Jays could be this good this year? But this is the best month of the year. It happens around my birthday, so I love it. It's good.
You know what I love is that when you get into the playoffs, it gets to be old school, and pitching matters all of a sudden again, in a way that it doesn't seem to matter during the regular season anymore, because everybody just tosses their whole bullpen, and you have a starter that goes four or five innings, and then you have a bullpen behind that, one inning apiece. Now, all of a sudden, you're really in a position of power when you've got a starting rotation that can go deep into the game and save your bullpen. So I love the reversal of that happens in the postseason, because it's kind of old school and it's kind of fun to watch that way.
Well, the power goes to the pitcher, right? Yeah. In a general sense. And I think more than that, and if you watched any of the games last Tuesday, Wednesday, and the couple that got played on Thursday, I mean, the games are on all day, and I'm watching them right here with my computer. And what's the score? 1-0. What inning? Sixth inning? Seventh inning? Eight? 2-1. Hey man, I hope they got a leadoff runner on. Don't squander it. I mean, watching poor Jose Ramirez get picked off of third base in the ninth inning with one out on the ground ball in a best of three series. I mean, just everything so magnified, yep, especially in that first series. And, you know, that's where the Orioles fell last year in the two games at home. I mean, nothing worse than fighting for home field advantage and you lose both games at home, right? I mean, brutal, brutal week. But also, to your point, 1-0, 2-1. It's a different game in October. Really, it's my kind of game.
As intense and nail biting as it can be to watch, I hope I get to see it one day again for my Pirates. So I'm not holding my breath on that though.
And every year Bucky Dent comes back out, and every year all of the October heroes are here. Seth Elkin's going to be an October hero. He represents the Maryland Lottery. I represent the Maryland Lottery on the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. Be giving away some Raven scratch-offs throughout the fall season, but I don't want to dissuade anybody from playing your game of choice. Please do it responsibly, including with all the sports wagering going on. Bad, bad, bad action. There's stuff going on. The Ravens aren't very good. People are, Seth, it's amazing the sports wagering thing. Ravens were 2.5 point favorites on the road 5 minutes ago in Kansas City, and now they're 7.5 point underdogs at home to the Rams. Man, when the wind changes and momentum happens, I mean, you can even make the Steelers look like a favorite in the division, can it?
See, this is what I always say every time we talk about sports betting is everybody likes to feel like they've got some knowledge and they think they know what's going to happen, but you just don't know how things are
Well,
going to end.
the Jets are going to stink. You do know that, right?
The thing I keep coming back to after watching what happened to the Ravens against Houston, and it seems for Ravens fans like such a long road between where things are now and where you hope it's going to end up. I go back to my favorite story is the 1989 Steelers, who opened the season losing by a combined margin of 92 to 10 against Cleveland and Cincinnati.
Was
They
that the
started
Mark Malone era? What era was
that
that?
was, I
89.
think it
Was that
was Bobby
Bubby Brister?
Brister, Bobby
Bubby Brister.
Brister,
Okay.
actually. So you start the season in an 0-2 hole in the division. You've been outscored 92 to 10. People were ready to haul Chuck Knoll up to the top of Mount Washington and throw him off. It was bad. And that Steeler team ended up less than a quarter away from making the AFC Championship game. Had the lead on the road in Denver in the divisional playoffs in the fourth quarter before they blew it. So you just never know. If you
It
had
was
told
harder to make the playoffs then too. I want to
And it, right, there
point
were
that out.
fewer teams that got in. So if you had told me back then, after week two of the 89 season, that the Steelers were going to almost make the AFC title game, I'd have said you're out of your mind. So you just never know what's going to transpire. And bear that in mind as you decide to bet on sports. If you bet on sports, is you just don't know. You have no idea what those outcomes are going to be and what unforeseen circumstances are going to happen. So please bet responsibly, bet carefully, and play within your means and play responsibly.
It's almost like Seth Elkins, a recovering sports writer from some other era. I was watching the early games, out of the corner of my eye, and then the end of the games happened, and I saw the Seattle Tampa game. And I'm old enough, and I collect those crazy belt buckles from the 1970s, that I remember the Seattle Tampa when they entered the league, right? I mean, they entered the league. Actually, Seattle was in the NFC, Tampa was in the AFC, and they switched the next year. The Colts played both of them in 76 and 77 and all of that. Jim Zorn, Steve Largent. Yeah, I just remember the Leroy Selman era and all that. But I saw those jerseys out of the corner of my eye, like on Red Zone, and I'm like, it looks like the night they were in the 1976 throwbacks. Sure enough, they were in the 1976 throwbacks. My wife's like, how do you know stuff like that? And I'm like, I just have lived a long time. I don't know what I know a lot about sports. It's my blessing and my curse, especially when they start losing like this and I get hate mail, which I get a lot of. When the Ravens lose, I get more hate mail. So please, don't hate me. They're 1-4. They need to get healthy. That's all. My public service announcement. Seth Elkin is here on behalf of the Maryland Lottery. I'm going to give away Raven scratch offs, but I do love our sports knowledge here. And you brought up the 89. So listen, Raven Steelers have two games left against each other. 10-7 can win this division from my perspective, from the
Could
Ravens
go either
perspective.
way. Could go either way this year. You never know.
It's a long season. Ask the Bengals. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. And we never stop talking. Jurassic Park, going Hawaii, and Baltimore positive.